cleaners, and towels for clean car perfection. Monthly subscriptions are available as well. Mr. Benz Auto Spa Express. Look like you've been to Mr. Benz.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
are tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Eastern Kentucky has been devastated by flash flooding that is blamed for at least 8 deaths. Also, parts of neighboring Virginia and West Virginia have been hard hit by the severe weather. The White House continues to insist there is no recession, even though the economy has contracted for 2 consecutive quarters. That is the textbook definition of a recession. Republicans are blasting Democrat plans to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more while hiking business taxes amid a shrinking economy as well as raging inflation. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping spent a couple of hours on the phone yesterday. Beijing is warning the U.S. not to play with fire when it comes to Taiwan. On Wall Street, Dow futures 93 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 146 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
If you want to own a yacht, buy a ticket. If you like money a lot, buy a ticket. Gonna hit the big jackpot, buy a ticket. A ticket, lottery, winning dough, money, 1 billion in the bank. Buy a Mercedes and real estate, a ticket. Getting paid.
Well, I bought all this stuff earlier this week. I had to take it back when I didn't win the billions of dollars. $1 billion jackpot. They have one person winning that money.
$1 billion. So it's tonight? Is the next
yes.
Run?
Yeah. Mega Millions tonight. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's been kind of a rinse and repeat forecast all week, but changes today.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Line.
The changes involve the number of storms on the radar today. They will be more numerous. That doesn't mean you're going to get one at your house. It just means there'll be more storms to go around. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid again. I think we're probably going to be close to 95 again, near 105 on the heat index with those random afternoon storms that last well into the evening hours before they fade out. Low tonight, 74. And the more numerous storms continue on Saturday as well. So, again, today and tomorrow, the rain chances spike a little bit, and then go back down on Sunday. Saturday's high 94 will be around 96 on Sunday. Storms isolated in nature Sunday. Beach forecast looks routine. Highs in the upper 80s. Scattered hit or miss storms. Gulf water temperature 87. High rip current risk, especially from Destin eastward. Right now this morning, it's 75 at 612.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Very professional and ready to take your call right now. Our friends at Plumbing by Luquire. They've been second to none in the River Region since 1983, and they are my go-to plumber, and I like the fact that I don't have to now consider who am I going to call this time. It's going to be Plumbing by Luquire. In fact, they even, am I tapping again?
You're not tapping.
They actually pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. You don't have to block out the whole day for Plumbing by Luquire.
If you hear tapping in your pipes.
That's right. If your pipes are doing this, call our friends at Plumbing by Luquire. 264-9666 is the phone number. Ask about their whole house plumbing inspection. They'll check all your plumbing inside and out, looking for something that's about to become a major problem and fix it before it is a major problem. Plumbing by Luquire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Tell me, do you know what day it is?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
And do you love lasagna like me? Oh, yes, I do.
You want some lasagna?
I'm making you lasagna.
Why is that?
It's actually National Lasagna Day.
It's National Lasagna Day.
You had me at lasagna.
Lasagna. Just get the lasagna.
My lasagna!
Lasagna. Lasagna.
It's National Lasagna Day.
It's showtime.
You know, tough choice. It's also National Chicken Wing Day.
I know. Talk about food. Jeez.
In fact, for our executive producer, Jay Scott, supposedly Bob Baumhauer is going to be available to us for a few minutes around 8:05.
Okay.
So I'm going to use this physical post-it to give you a reminder. So maybe we'll luck out and he'll actually be there when he says he's going to be there.
Okay. Well, do you have his number?
Oh, sure.
That you're going to write down his number?
No. I have his number memorized.
They have great wings at Baumhauer's. Great wings.
Yes, and we have that survey of the most popular style of wings.
We're going to be talking about that on television this morning, folks.
Which will also be a potential conundrum. If not, I've got other possibilities, too. Once again, the lottery, which we're not allowed to play here in Alabama, you can't play, you just have to drive from here anywhere from 70 to 120 miles to buy a ticket. Just a minor inconvenience with gas prices at $5 a gallon.
Right.
But I have here something that will come in very handy. In fact, if you win the $1 billion, I will be happy to repeat this list of do's and don'ts for you. Okay. For a token charge of $150,000. So here's what you do. Step one, keep the ticket safe. That's assuming you don't die of a heart attack when you realize I am a billionaire. So keep it safe. State Farm Insurance recommends making several copies of the winning ticket.
Yep.
And putting the original in a safe or bank deposit box. Also, read all the rules before you sign the ticket because it could impact whether you can remain anonymous. Although I think word will get around once you have completely vanished from everybody in your life and you're not dead, that will be a sign. Hey, maybe so-and-so was the winner. Protect your privacy. Be prepared to change your contact information, including your phone, and setting up a P.O. box. Be surprised how many people suddenly want to get in touch with you.
That's true.
I mean, really, the fantasy for me winning would be to help people. That would be the most fun. And pay off debts and stuff like that.
Pay off some of your friends' homes, maybe.
Sure. How much do you owe on yours?
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll give your money to Jay. Okay. If I win.
Thanks.
Get professional advice. That number is 387-0094. And we've had this conversation with Brett McDonald in the afternoon about, you know, what to do if you come into this type of a windfall situation. Although, with this amount of money, even if you screw up, it's unlikely you could spend yourself into bankruptcy, as many lottery winners have.
I'd like to have this problem.
Me too. And don't make any big decisions, right? It'll be really tempting to make a big purchase or a lifestyle change, but that's why so many winners go broke. You'll want to avoid becoming an ATM for family and friends. Actually, it might even be better just to hand out cards, put an ATM in your front door, and give people access codes so you don't have to deal with them one-to-one and, you know, limit the amount of money they can withdraw. So,
well, thanks for helping me out, because if I win this, now I know what to do.
I guess nobody in the building made a run?
No.
Nothing
not that I know of.
No.
All right, speaking of millions, millions of people still can't smell or taste 6 months after COVID. You guys had it. Did you have any issues with that?
I never had any smell or taste issues. You did, didn't you?
No. I didn't have any smell or taste issues either. Never did. I was sick as hell, but I did not have those problems.
The further away we get from the initial outbreak, they're finding that ED has become an issue for a lot of men. There are people who it took more than 6 months to regain taste and smell. That's just so weird. So weird. And so many, whether they got it or not, socially isolated and kind of became disconnected from their world and are dealing with psychological trauma.
I think the mental health studies they're going to do about this over the years are really going to be...
They cannot be allowed to do what they did the first time. We cannot allow them to do it, period. The damage from that still lingers.
Yeah.
Businesses that are still closed. Just the way it changed the whole karma of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I just will never, ever forget that.
I'm affected, yeah.
San Francisco, though, is taking steps to conquer monkeypox. I guess they've had 251 cases there.
Yeah, pretty big outbreak over there.
But I'm surprised, you know, you're not going back to the days of cholera in San Francisco, because the city's a pigsty. You can crap in the street, pitch a homeless tent just about anywhere. People are urinating in public, and that's just not good for health in general. Rats. That was one of the cities that was worst hit by the Spanish flu, and it was spread by rats. And San Francisco, I guess, at that time, back around the early 1910s, the same issue. People were not very sanitary. Unlike me, the beacon of cleanliness and wholesomeness.
You can still get a great clam chowder in one of those bread bowls at Pier 39, though. Just like to mention that.
I'm so glad I went there before it got crazy. What a fabulous city.
I was there in 2000.
And if you win $1 billion, get yourself a whole floor at the Embarcadero Hyatt, because you got a streetcar terminus right there, and it's close to just about everything that you would want to visit. 20 minutes after 6, our TV topic is coming up shortly. In the meantime, for those of you who are just kind of, maybe you did suffer an illness. Once your temperature's gone and you're cleared, you still may be feeling a little bit draggy. Infusion should be your next call, 296-1662. For IV vitamin therapy that can replace everything lost while you were running a fever. That's just one of many good reasons to consider IV vitamin therapy. If you're trying to lose weight and your metabolism is like dormant, they can help boost that with an IV vitamin formula that will do that. Don't forget to ask for glutathione as well. Energy, if you've partied too hard, nobody's going to judge you for that, but you can do something about it and do it quickly, because with IV vitamin therapy, it goes into your system immediately. pain solutions with laser therapy and Juve Light therapy, and a chiropractor who, in my opinion, is one of the best in the business, Dr. Terry Gross. At one convenient location, on Winton Blend Boulevard, 296-1662. Ryan Turner is our guy. He's our expert, the coach. He's helped all of us. And you can learn more about the entire menu of services by visiting infusioncryoandlaser.com. 621.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headline. A $1.1 billion jackpot is on the line as numbers will be drawn for the Mega Millions jackpot Friday night. The giant jackpot is the nation's third largest prize and the result of 29 consecutive drawings with no winner. The Waterworks and Sewer Board of the City of Selma have announced a $15 million grant that will replace hundreds of lead water lines that connect homes to water mains. Selma Mayor James Perkins Jr. says the upgrade will eliminate any health concerns associated with the use of lead water pipes. And the state of Alabama has executed an inmate despite pleas from the victim's family to spare his life. Joe James Jr. was pronounced dead on Thursday night after lethal injection at an Alabama prison. He drew the death penalty in 1994 for the shooting death of 26-year-old Faith Hall. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, look, July quite ain't over yet.
Tonight, Hallmark's Christmas in July celebration continues with Christmas at the Beach. She's a gorgeous country singer from a small town with a paralyzing fear of the ocean and an old pickup truck that left her stranded in Malibu. He's a gorgeous L.A. County lifeguard with a washboard stomach and lucrative side hustle selling chum to the producers of TV's Shark Week. Will looking hot prevail over that unavoidable fishy smell? Or is their dream all wet? Come on, Spicoli. It's a Hallmark movie. It's Christmas at the Beach. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
I love those endings. Come on, Spicoli. She's good. Hey, there's our picture on the TV.
Jeff Spicoli.
How are we looking this morning?
You sure is ugly.
Well, here is Soldier Boy.
Hey, my favorite holiday today. It's National Hot Wings Day.
Yeah, it is. Chicken Wing Day, Hot Wing, wings. Whatever you want to call them. We're going to be talking about them on TV in just a moment, too.
Hey, and congratulations to the GOP spanking the Democrats in their softball game last night, 10-0.
Yeah. By the way, one of those classy Democratic players gave the full finger to the Republican Party. Nice.
She was a heifer. I don't think she could, if she would have hit the ball, I don't think she would have made it to first base.
But let's put it this way. She was a substantial woman. Heifer is sexist and insulting. But you're right. She was a heifer. Thanks for the call. As we get ready for that, how do I look?
Heifer? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. Let's see, that's microphone two.
Yeah, well,
they won't notice if I shut his mic off.
You're getting your money back, by the way. If when he wins the lotto. Well, that sure goes back to you.
That's maybe I'll buy you guys new chairs.
You look fine. You look fine.
Get you one first.
$250.
Get you a new one first.
So this is the kind of that point in the show where we're in suspended animation. We can't really start a conversation with you listening.
And they're about to break in. Yeah.
Who's on today?
Chicken wings.
Who's on? It's Jerome and
I didn't get a thing for Riley today.
Well, it's chicken wings.
Yeah, it's chicken wings. Chicken wings.
626.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Stand by.
We're hot. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, all right. It is National Chicken Wing Day, a very important day, might I add. And we're talking the best chicken and favorite flavors. Let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Hey there, guys.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's also National Lasagna Day, too.
But a lot to talk about. Let's hear about it, guys. We're talking about chicken wings.
Right. I guess Buffalo.
And National Chicken Wing Day.
Buffalo wings came in high on the list. I'm a lemon pepper fan.
Well, let's go around the room. I like chicken wings.
I'm with you there, Rich. I'm a lemon pepper guy.
Yeah. My wife is huge on lemon pepper dry.
I like lemon pepper wet, yeah.
And later on this morning on our show, we're going to interview the guy that introduced the wing to Alabama, and that's Bob Baumhauer.
Yeah. It's great wings up there.
He brought the wing to Alabama back 42 years ago when he opened his first restaurant here. But the number one flavor...
Well, I'll tell you what, one of my favorites is that Jamaican jerk.
Yes.
Yeah. Garlic Parmesan, too. Is
Rick
great.
Peters.
Ooh, there you go. Look at Rich.
Rick Peters, the man that owns our wonderful company, Blue Water Broadcasting, worked as a communications consultant in the Caribbean for years, so we got to eat authentic Jamaican jerk wings. And he says the Jamaican jerk wings at Baumhauer's are better than the ones you get when you go to the island. I'm not trying to plug them. I'm just saying he's the guy who delivered that. So
Riley and myself were having a conversation before we went on. We were trying to, you know, how many pounds of chicken wings do you think you could sit down and eat your favorite chicken wings in one sitting?
I don't know, but
I never think of them in pounds. I think of like quantity.
Yeah.
For me, like 6 to 8.
Or something like that.
About eight.
6 to 8. And what do you like as a side with chicken wings?
Well, you mean dipping, like the ranch?
Well, there's the dip, but also like French fries.
Oh.
I don't know. Usually they put some green stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Try a...
Gotta go with fries, and I'm a blue cheese or ranch guy. It doesn't matter. It just depends on how I feel.
It's all about ketchup.
Aren't they the same? I thought blue cheese and ranch were the same, except blue cheese has lumps.
It's got a different taste.
They do have lumps.
It's got a different taste.
There's a difference.
You know what? Chicken wings reminds me of football season because we have a lot of football gatherings at my place, and we do a lot of chicken wings during football season.
But the has anybody ever tried peanut butter and jelly chicken wings?
No.
They do make those. It's.
I'd try it.
It made my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not? It might be good.
Think about trying.
I have, and they're really good. The name may be off-putting, but once you don't want
to. So are they covered in jelly and then you dip them in peanut butter, or are they covered in peanut butter and you dip them in jelly?
No, they're cooked in a sauce of peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, and then you can have that.
I'm intrigued now.
Interesting.
For dipping.
Very intrigued.
Price has been up on chicken wings lately, too, with this inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Maybe with peanut butter and jelly, too, to cut down on the PB&J wings.
Listen,
we were talking earlier. I could be like Bubba Gump up here talking about chicken wings.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go on for days, man.
I don't like the real hot ones. You know what I mean? As far as spicy. I'm kind of a meanie.
Just want to enjoy them, right? Not hurt for
them. Yeah, but every week, right? My stepson, Wednesday was Baumhauer's night, so I would bring him home the 911. That's what he wanted, you know.
The really hot ones, huh?
Yeah, you got to have, I think, a really strong sinuses, because those make my nose run.
Unbearable.
You know who else does great wing on the east side?
Zaxby's, it's real good to clear it all out.
That yeah. that buffalo sauce.
It's not good if it doesn't make your nose run somebody.
You got a point. I mean, that's a really good point. By the way, another great side for wings is grilled baked potato.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's yeah, that's money right there.
And I will say, if you guys need to make a trip to Publix, go to the deli and get their breaded hot and spicy wings.
Yep.
Honestly, some of the best I've ever had.
And over on the east side, Buffalo's in East Chase has some really, really, really good wings as well.
You didn't make the point. Out of all the different parts of the chicken we enjoy, the wings have had the steepest price increase.
No doubt.
And restaurants have had to put notes on their menu saying, look, we're not trying to rip you off here. These have become much more expensive, so we had to raise our price. We're sorry, but please enjoy.
I haven't had wings in a long time. Well,
Buffalo, I mean, wings were not a big deal when I was a kid.
I don't remember.
They've been they've been a product the last 20 years, I think. 20, 30 years, I don't know.
Well, when I was a kid, they were still deciding what came first, the chicken or the egg. So I go back ways, but I don't remember. I remember trying to wing until the
80s.
Yeah.
And isn't it weird? Different restaurants, you have your wings and your drums. Mm. Now, when people think of wings, they think of, you know, a drum.
One thing we haven't talked about, guys. You prefer the drum, the whole wing,
the drum,
or the drum, the tip.
Yeah.
Drum.
Boneless.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks so much, guys.
All righty.
Wrap from our producers. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 on Mondays through Fridays, starting at 6. The time.
Okay. 6:32. Interesting day yesterday. You know, all the recession news, which was completely expected, except, with the great attempt by the propagandists at the White House to change the definition of recession. Even changed it on Wikipedia to the White House definition, and then lock the page so nobody could change it back.
Is that right?
This is how it works in a Soviet state, friends, and I'm not exaggerating. However, the market rebounded because they were expecting it. Mm-hmm. So, Brant McDonald gave us some great analysis yesterday, and if you would like to, you know, you can grow your money and protect it during times like this. I would suggest you give Invista Advisors a call at 387-0094. Make an appointment. Meet Brand. He's got an incredible team of people there, and they're literally looking out for your money 24/7, 365 at Invista Advisors. We got our first traffic. The timeline up next for our last workday of the month. July the 29th.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Well, as folks are waking up, we're seeing more traffic out on the roads this morning, and we're beginning to get busy now on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. Still got a lot of traffic inbound on 31 out of Prattville. I-65 and 85, light to moderate, but no problems out there we're aware of at the moment. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll be here to keep you updated. An equity loan or cash out refinance on your home may be just a phone call away. Call MCS, the company that answers their phone when you call. MCS and Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made.
And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. Ramp.com/free. RAMP.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:38 with the timeline for July 29th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That would be the 210th day of the year with 155 days left.
What? You said that would be whatever. Because you sounded like you were not correcting him, but you know what I'm saying.
No.
That would be 275.
Can you,
and he called you a heifer, too?
I did not.
No, I called him one.
You already know it's National Chicken Wing Day, and you heard earlier it's National Lasagna Day. By the way, I just sent you breakfast in the mail.
You make a seafood lasagna, don't you?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
I would like some of your seafood lasagna again. Hey, it's National Rain Day. Don't ask me why. They will not celebrate that in Kentucky today.
That's how about that? Ryan goes up there. Ryan Stinnett goes up there in time for the flooding.
Yeah. 1890, Vincent Van Gogh. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in France. So he was a very troubled man. 1945, American cruiser Indianapolis, which had just delivered the atomic bomb to, is sunk after being torpedoed by the Japanese submarine. Only 318 of the 1,196 crew members survived.
And
a lot of them were eaten by sharks, right?
Oh, about 600 of those survivors were eaten by sharks.
It's awful.
And that's the story that Quint tells in Jaws, because he, you know, was a fictitious member of the crew.
1958, NASA was created 9 months after Russia launched their first Sputnik satellite. 65, the Beatles' second film, Help, which is really not a good movie, had its premiere in London. 66, Bob Dylan, injured in a motorcycle accident near his home in Woodstock, New York, broke several vertebrae, suffered amnesia and mild paralysis, and his voice and music never was the same. 67, Doors, number one with Light My Fire. I remember FM radio took off with that and played the entire 7 minutes while AM radio.
There were people that had no idea there was a longer version of that song, and that's what made FM popular.
It was like 2 minutes on, right?
The yeah, 227 or something like that in the single.
Yeah.
But 7-something, 702.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The album version, yeah. I can remember what that album looked like, too. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series. This one was riding high on the charts this week in 1972 from Alice Cooper, who was here in Montgomery at MPAC last fall. One of his biggest hits here, We've Got No Choice, All the Girls and Boys. School's out, but not for much longer, right? School's about to start. Here's Alice. That was a terrible intro.
When we got no choice.
I'm a heifer. All
the girls and boys, making all that noise. Cause they found a new choice. Well, we can't salute ya. Can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag.
Did you ever see the 1993 movie Dazed and Confused?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Matthew McConaughey, one of his first movies. All right, all right, all right. 48 years ago today, in 1974, Mama Cass Elliott of the Mamas and Papas died of a heart attack. Had nothing to do with a sandwich.
No, actually, she fell and hit her head on the nightstand in a room. Otherwise, she might have survived.
She died in the same apartment as Keith Moon of The Who, owned by brilliant songwriter Harry Nilsson. How about that? On the stage in 1981, Prince Charles and Lady Diana were married before 2,500 guests at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Just a few weeks before, just a few weeks after the moon landing right there. The fairy tale wedding was watched by 700 million viewers around the world. Charles and Diana were divorced in 1996. 84, the Olympics open in Los Angeles. 96, 35-year-old Carl Lewis shocked the world by taking the gold medal in the long jump in the Atlantic Olympics. It was his ninth gold, made him one of two athletes to ever win the same event at four straight Olympics. 2000, Brad Pitt married Jennifer Aniston. Their divorce was finalized in 2005. Angelina Jolie gave birth to Brad's daughter, Shiloh, in May of 2006.
It's in the trailer or the promos for the new Brad Pitt movie. Was it Bullet Train?
I have seen stills of, but I have not seen the trailer.
You seen it?
No, I think
I'm not sure what I understand the point of this movie is, to be honest with you.
Well, you sent us a trailer yesterday for what?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah, Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Is that a series or is that a single?
That's a movie. That's a theater movie, yeah.
We will be out to see that.
Old Christopher Nolan.
Gotta see that.
Josh Radnor is 48 today. He was Ted on How I Met Your Mother. Little Will Wheaton. Remember Wesley Crusher on Star Trek? He was a boy back then, but now he's 50. Martina McBride is 56. Alexandra Paul is 59. She was on Baywatch when she was a lot younger. Geddy Lee from Rush, 69 today. And Mrs. Bruce Springsteen, Patty I can never say her name. Patty Scalifa is 69.
You just said her name perfectly right there.
Thank you. Documentary producer Ken Burns is 69. And Pauly on The Sopranos would have had a birthday today. He would have been 80 today.
He just passed away recently.
Yeah, he sure did.
Pauly Walnuts. A lot of mob guys cacking this year.
Peter Jennings would have been 84 today. He died of lung cancer.
84.
Now, countdowns. 34 days till Labor Day weekend. 35 days till college football. 56 days till fall begins. Thanksgiving's 117 days. And Christmas, now 148 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rick. Then in case chance of rain, you'll be talking about in a second here. What can I tell turf stalkers about their mowing day? Get it done early?
Well, just that there's going to be better odds of getting wet today. That doesn't mean that their day will be affected necessarily, but there'll be a lot more showers to go around on the radar.
I hope the Mac Mahones are listening. 6:46 at the time, their equipment, and boy, they have a great partnership with Lewis Lawn, as many professionals do, because they're there for you when your equipment needs service. You know, it can happen when you mow your own lawn. You can run over something that you didn't notice in the grass, and all of a sudden you get a little ding in your blade. Or if you notice brown spots on your lawn, that means you're probably, you know, even though grass, how could a mower blade get dull? Well, they do, like anything else that slices. Spinning at tens of thousands of RPMs, grass will wear down the sharp edge. So if you're seeing brown spots, that could be caused by a blade that needs to be sharpened. It's pushing the grass down and not cutting through it, and then it digs it out on the back end, which is what creates that brown stuff. And for just a handful of dollars, you can detach the blade. It's pretty easy to do. If I can do it, you can do it. Take the flywheel off, take the blade to Lewis Lawn, get it sharpened, and then notice the difference. You get that nice, flat, golf course type of cut that you want on your lawn. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, they've got it all in all the great brand names from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, Steel, and more. Even tractor-sized mowers in their double showroom at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Open in 13 shopping minutes, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and their number is 244-9191. Chad Sasser, probably putting the key in the door right now at Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Today would be a more typical July day, in that the radar was really quiet for the last 3 days. It's going to be more active today. There'll be scattered showers and storms around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Still random, though. Hot and humid again with a high. I've got us around 95. I mean, we may shave a degree off that. Heat index near 105. Low tonight, 74. Tomorrow, more storms to go around again. A better than normal rain chance tomorrow. Still not every town's going to get wet. Saturday's high, 94. Then the rain chances go down again on Sunday and Monday. Storms become more isolated in nature. Sunday's high, 96. Right now this morning, it's very humid and mostly clear at 75 degrees now, 6:49.
Okay, we have your SRN News replay. That'll be followed by an update on the roads from Wendell J. I got to call him Skipper.
I hope he doesn't. I always call him that.
Yeah. And then we'll be back with today's Cheap and Trashy. Don't forget, this is grand prize day. If you want in without having to participate in the contest, just give us a holler at 272-9228. Give us your first name, last initial, and then listen at 855, although we prefer you listen to everything between now and 855.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Eastern Kentucky has been devastated by flash flooding that is blamed for at least 8 deaths. Also, parts of neighboring Virginia and West Virginia have been hard hit by the severe weather. The White House continues to insist there is no recession, even though the economy has contracted for 2 consecutive quarters. That is the textbook definition of a recession. Republicans are blasting Democrat plans to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more while hiking business taxes amid a shrinking economy as well as raging inflation. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping spent a couple of hours on the phone yesterday. Beijing is warning the U.S. not to play with fire when it comes to Taiwan. On Wall Street, Dow futures 93 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 146 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
A little bit of congestion this morning. East South Boulevard, Narrow Lane, Woodley, and at Troy Highway on Northeast Boulevard at Ware's Ferry, right around Lagoon Park, and over to the Wetumpka Highway. But no problems anywhere on the Boulevard. I-65 and 85 looking really good through downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Skywatch traffic, Bill J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Happy birthday, America. I'm Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. It's summertime hot again, so if Mama Bear's got that honey-do list for you, or you got a project and needed some blueprints, give BBD a call and let us draw what you dream. We'll help you deal with that heat. We do blueprints for as-builts, remodels, additions, or new builds, like those barn dominiums which seem to be the rage these days. Look us up on the web or check out our website at bigblockdesigns.com, or just call us at 334-320-7319. Have a better day.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tonight, Hallmark's Christmas in July celebration continues with Christmas at a Slaughterhouse. He's a strapping Texas cattleman with elevated cholesterol and an adorable five-year-old daughter who happens to be a dedicated vegan. She's a gorgeous biochemist from the big city who's hiding the fact that her newest soy-based beef substitute causes intestinal distress. Is there a chance these polar opposites can find love? Come on, Sherlock, is this really your first rodeo? It's Christmas at a Slaughterhouse. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
They think they're smart, but they are dumb as
Yes, they are. At 6:55, time for today's Cheap and Trashy. So, Britney Spears walks into a bar.
Okay.
I've heard this one before.
No. Actually, she did walk into a bar for the first time ever, at least is what she claims. She posted a video of herself and her assistant having drinks and said, quote, "This is my first time at a bar. First time. I feel so fancy and I feel so sophisticated."
Oh, really?
She captioned the video, "So glad they took my rights away for 13 years to have a cocktail. I'm so grateful, y'all." She is 40, had several years to go drinking bars legally before her conservatorship started.
Okay.
I think her drug issue was something else. All right, who was the richest voice coach? This is too vague to be a conundrum. Besides, we're doing Little Kid or Drunk Adult later today.
Who's the richest voice coach?
Voice coach, yeah, yes.
I don't know the voice coach roster to even pick from.
This is true.
Well, how about your voice coach?
That would be Wendy, I think.
Oh.
Sharika is number one. She's worth $300 million. Hey, I called her that by accident 20 years ago, and I may as well.
Do it with a straight face, and it throws me off.
Pharrell Williams and Ariana Grande, both members of the oppressed class, are worth $200 million each. Usher, $180 million. Christine Aguilera, who is from Nicaragua, and Miley Cyrus, both worth $160 million. Just about everybody on this list is doing rather well. By CeeLo Green, who was number 15 on the list of voice coaches, is only worth a piddly $10 million. Must be embarrassed. Guess who is going to play Batman again? Ben Affleck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's saying he's done, but apparently he's not.
No. No, Jason Momoa just revealed he's in the Aquaman, as we would call it in Chicago. Aquaman. That Midwestern
Aquaman.
Accent.
Aquaman.
In the Lost Kingdom. I guess Ben's going to be in this. And he's been, the Batman and the Flash. Wasn't he something else? Wasn't there some stupid superhero movie he did?
He's shown up in a few.
Adventure Man, something like that. Anyway, can't wait for that one. That's a Sunday movie, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to skip this Dee Snider thing because the person that wrote it is a racist and an a-hole. Only 30 albums have sold 15 million copies or more. Now, this could be a conundrum, except we're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So,
What's up? Let me think. So, are they recent? Or
Most of them are, yeah. I mean, by recent, meaning the last 50 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I got you.
And here's your conundrum.
Okay.
Two out of three slots are held by the same artist. Who is that artist?
Michael Jackson?
No. He's number two. The Eagles.
Eagles have the largest selling album in the world.
38 million copies of their greatest hit, 71 to 75. And then the third, which sold 26 million copies, Hotel California, which on its own is a greatest hits album. Well, Beatles are in there.
I have to tell Emily about the Eagles there. She's a big Eagles fan.
She's not, is she?
No, she hated the Eagles.
She hated the Eagles.